Yes, hello, 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 everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to tune in to Lynn. This is Lynn, Mystic Healer. And, from bbsradio.com, and also shout out for, I forget, kjaj.org. We are rebroadcasting, too. So anyway, I have a very special guest with me today. I'm so glad you're tuning in to get the information and more connections with those of us here to bring in the planet of enlightenment, peace, green, and interstellar communication travel. So this is Judge Alfred Lambremont Webbery. He's got a jurisprudence doctorate of law degree, and he's got his Department of Education and Counseling degree. He speaks English, Spanish, and working French. And his background in was Georgetown Preparatory School in Maryland. Anyway, honors graduate in classics, and then he went to Yale University, New Haven, Connecticut, Bachelor of Science, Industrial Administration honors also. He's got a Yale Law School, 64-67, New Haven, Connecticut, Juris Doctor, International Law. It's really important right now. Alrighty, and he's also got for an economic integration out of Uruguay, Fulbright Scholar, anyway, he's got that. And University of Texas at Brownsville, Master of Education of Counseling. Okay, Harvard School of Public Health, Boston, Massachusetts, which we have to change the entire healthcare system on the planet. Anyway, certificate managing ambulatory healthcare for physicians and community health centers. And then he's also got his University of British Columbia at the Writing Center. And that's part of his academic educational background. And real quick, law, government, and public policies. We'll just go through his books. We'll mostly be talking today about his book about the emergence of the Omniverse, which came out 2020. It's one of the important tools of liberation from our presumed status as a prison planet for souls in an enforced unconscious reincarnation birth-death cycle. Cosmologist, he did it with cosmologist Wes Penry and the futurist Webbery document, providing us with powerful strategies to exit this false, he calls it the afterlife, inter-life reincarnation matrix into the larger Omniverse. The Omniverse, his other book is Trans-Dimensional Intelligence, Time Travel, the Afterlife, and the Secret Colony of Mars, 2015. Information on that book came out, mapping the third cosmological body through which human understands the cosmos. The Omniverse is a new joining the universe and the multiverse, yes. Exopolitics he's got, it's the politics and government and law in the universe. Okay, that came out in 2005, Exopolitics. The New Political Science of Outer Space, the Science of Relations Between Human Civilization and Other Intelligent Civilization in the Universe. And then his other book was The Age of Cataclysm, and came out in 1974, was a Putnam, G.P. Putnam Sons, New York book, New York, Berkeley Medallion, 1975, Capricorn Books, 1975, Tokyo even, Yugaku, I'm not sure, Yagu, anyway, future study, integrating earth sciences, seismology and geology with parapsychology and the study of the predictions of cataclysmic scale earth changes. And then the Levesque, which is really interesting, I'd like to talk more about that, the cases in 1990, where the history of 750 million cases in a complex litigation in courts of the USA and Canada for invasion of privacy and mind control. Yeah, mind control. It's big. Okay, a law of government future. Okay. Institute, he also works with the Institute for Cooperation in Space. It's ICIS. He's one of the international directors, legal and financial administration, strategic administration, diplomatic and legislative outreach, fundraising for tax-exempt nonprofit foundations. His mission includes preventing the weaponization of space, which is so critical right now, promoting the peaceful uses of outer space, and fostering cooperation among life in the universe. His dates is 2001 to 2009. Legal access worldwide law, incorporated New York, Ontario, Canada, and he's the president. Responsibilities are international legal access and litigation management firm from 1986 to 1990, and then he's worked with the New York State Legislative Institute, New York, and he was a senior fellow, and his responsibilities were public policy studies and legislative initiatives, which is new government projects. We got it. That's why we're connecting. Legislature, development of graduate school, political management, yes. Okay, and then the Stanford Research Institute, SRI International in California, Future Center for the Study of Social Policy, Studies in Afterlife Futures, Innovation, Diffusion, and Social Policy Applications for Clients, including 1977 Carter White House Extraterrestrial Communication Studies with the National Science Foundation, U.S. Congress, Office of Technology Assessment, U.S. Department of Energy, and State of California Energy Plan from 1977 to 1978. Ford Foundation, New York, position, he was a consultant and resources and environment, and his responsibilities were evaluation and program recommendations in public interest, environmental law, program for grantees, including Natural Resource Defense Council and Environment Defense Fund, 1973-76. And then New York City Environment Protection Administration. He was a general counsel and assistant administrator, and he was part of the design enforcement of environmental standards for air, water, noise pollution, and solid waste management, enforcement and contact approval for constituent agencies. So water resources, sanitation, air resources, noise abatement, environmental control board, and a line attorney, over 25 attorneys and professional staff he's worked with on that project. Stein, and Hamilton. Anyway, Associate New York, responsible for international finance. This is really important. Tax and litigation practice for investment banking, corporate and public clients, because we have to change the whole banking system on the planet, too. Yeah, okay, so communications and broadcasting. He's got a founder of Weekly Public Affairs Magazine, formal radio program covering relations between human and advanced extraterrestrial civilization, heard in over 77 countries and 492 cities worldwide with exopoliticsradio.com since 2007. Vancouver Co-op Radio on air Monday. You can get some more of this on covering, you know, progressive political issues, heard on CFRO 102.7 FM. It's co-op radio.org. Cool. Okay, television communicator on public affairs issues of Four Corners, Press TV, live news features via CBC and C-TV Studios, Vancouver, BC, 2007 to present, frequent guest on exopolitics, public affairs issues, and radio programs in North America. Lecturer, he's also a lecturer on the exopolitics and public affairs issues in the conferences in Canada, USA, Europe, Japan, Australia, India, and Malaysia from 2000 to the present. He's also with WBAI Pacifica-FM, New York, Pacifica Network. He's a co-producer, host of live public affairs radio programming, Moscow to New York, live New Age radio, radio on Espanol politics, talk show, co-producer and host of the Instant of Cooperation, and first radio broadcast between USA and Soviet Union carried live by Gasteller, radio, and NPR satellite. Okay, academic teaching experience, 1993, University of Brown, who is a teacher. Anyway, okay, it's so much. His background's amazing. Okay, adjunct facilitator, constitutional law, everyone. Yeah, you've got to get with Rich Procida, too. You guys got to connect. And civil liberties, really important, and government department. Then he's also with Yale University in New Haven. He has a background since 1965-67, assistant in instruction, economics department, U.S. Federal taxation. The big one why I'm so excited to be working with him is he has enough backgrounds and connections with the, I call it the old mental health counseling and healthcare administration that all has to be shifted. So, and he's got quite a group of different, you know, connections, what have you, in that arena that has to be shifted totally. So, and it goes on counselor and facilitator in 97, Brownsville Community Health Center, 14 healthcare providers, 10 million annual budget, regional director, manager care, community participation. He's just a plethora of projects and programs and outreach. My gosh, so I guess I have a few more. Okay, in 1996, he was presidential convention Dallas. He was public in 1996, 2001, public participant, joint public affairs committee, Commission for Environmental Cooperation, CEC, Montreal, Quebec, Canada, 2000 presenter, presidential forum of off-planet cultures policy, Santa Clara Convention Center in California, 2001 Disclosure Project witness, director proposed, 1997 Carter White House extraterrestrial communication study, 2007-2012 Judge Kuala Lumpur, War Crimes Tribunal, Perdana, Global Peace Organization, Kuala Lumpur, and Malaysia. So 2007, Lifetime Achievement Award and Hall of Fame inductee, the X-Conference in Washington, D.C. Welcome, Alfred. Judge Alfred Webbery.
Thank you very much, Lynn. You know, I'm...
Abramont Webbery, sorry.
I'm
go ahead.
I'm looking at the... At my copy of The Emergence of the Omniverse, which is about the... which studies and gives a scientific account of the human afterlife. And I was listening to your amazing reading of my curriculum vitae, and it kind of reminded me of what happens supposedly when we cross over in an afterlife review. You know, they go over your whole life. And, you know, from a moral point of view, and because universes and the various incarnations that we have as human souls here, universes are really machines for soul development, and our incarnations in them are really for the development of our souls. And as you were talking, I said, I hadn't thought about many of the activities that you mentioned in a long, long time, because I hadn't looked at the interview that, rather at the curriculum vitae that you just read in a while. In fact, the last time that I did it, actually was just a few weeks ago when Commissioner Robert Steele of the International Tribunal for Natural Justice wrote me and said, send me a copy of your curriculum vitae. So I dug it up, you know, and I hadn't looked at it in a long, long time. I sent it to him, and then ironically, when the ITNJ and our tribunal, which is the natural and common law, the natural and common law tribunal for public health and justice, which a colleague of mine in London and I have launched to look at natural law issues in the coronavirus pandemic, which some call the plandemic, because the what we can call the kill shot of the COVID-19 certificate of vaccination ID 2019, that's what COVID-19 means, is coming up in the phase of vaccinations. And the President of the United States, there was just issued a news bulletin last week that the POTUS has ordered 100 million doses of the COVID-19 vaccination, which I just finished listening to a broadcast stated is horrendous. And there's another news item by Bill Gates, who we identified in one of our research broadcasts on the invading predatory pathogenic artificial intelligence, as one of the, quote, sponsors and hosts of the invading AI. Yep. Bill Gates of the Gates Foundation has stated that he estimates that the human race is going to require 14 billion doses of the COVID-19 virus. So I call
I want to just jump in here real quickly, everyone, and please go to the Truth About Vaccines, Truth Out About Vaccines, and please go to Vaccines Revealed documentary series. It's really critical right now. And then go to the, what's it called, the childrenshealthdefense.org, childrenshealthdefense.org, childrenshealthdefense.org. And then also go to ringoffire.org and get with Mike Papantonio, Sam Cedar, and Joe Kennedy. It's really important to work with them right now and counter, because, okay, and then Kevin Galilee, I've had him on my talk show twice. He's got a 102-page PDF file on vaccinations and the truth behind them and the corruption and the oversights and actual information about the swine, I guess the 1918 flu actually was one of the first biological chemical warfare sites that put the Spanish flu out there. So, you know, I mean, they've done it in other ways, like smallpox with the Indians and what have you. I mean, they've been, this planet's in some dire straits. So anyway, also go to realize that there's 400 biological warfare sites, and they're all tied to vaccination farms. So follow the money, follow the sites, use your tools with the internet, cell phones, and language apps. Get with Kevin Galilee, G-A-L-A-L-A-E, and get his PDF with all the takeover of the different occupations of 883 military bases in the U.S. In over 177 countries. I told you, Annie Jacobson, Operation Paperclip, DARPA, YouTube's, they're actually, you really want to find out, because every single one of those countries, with Kevin Galley, he's got the stats that they were not allowed, the World Health Organization intervened, that part of the takeover of who they would allow to be in office, undemocratic, Totally. And who would they would allow to have in the office was part of the CDC, part of the World Health Organization, and signed up for all kinds of these vaccination regimes. So we have the documentation out there. So anyway, thank you. Go ahead, Alfred. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so I as you were reading this bio, it sort of reminded me of the classical scene when a soul leaves its body and it goes through the interdimensional portal between this time-space dimension and the dimension of the afterlife. And there's the quote afterlife review. And you know, you go through the afterlife review, and you were reading all of, you know, all of those phases of my life, and I was going, wow, look at that. And you know, I had a sort of an afterlife review experience. Because just about two weeks ago, our tribunal, the Natural and Common Law Tribunal for Public Health and Justice, that intends to hold public online trials of the perpetrators of this complex hybrid bioweapons exercise against the human race, that is the false flag disguised as some sort of viral outbreak. War crime. I'm sorry?
And the other part that's so critical right now that I've been trying to get out there, and so we have to use the contacts with the systems that are in place, in power, and shift their consciousness and their programs and the government legislative policies. And what's really bothersome to me is I keep trying to reach out to people about, we don't need lawns anymore and sprays, you know, all these toxic chemicals. So why don't we have edible landscaping crews and local food sourcing and hydroponics at all the churches and schools and all throughout community with the old buildings with sound and light and healing therapies? Because, you know, I mean, if you look at, everyone can Google now that natural healing for bacteria and viruses. Why are we allowing more of this horrible, you know, vaccinations, which are being, you know, associated with biological weapon sites that have so many horrible known side effects, and, you know, with policies that it's insane. Anyway, I just had to jump in there. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And so about two weeks ago, our tribunal, which is the Natural and Common Law Tribunal for Public Health and Justice at www.peaceandspace.org, held.
Say that again. Say that again for everyone, so they can.
Yeah.
Peaceinspace.org. Okay, good.
We're at peaceinspace.org.
Okay.
We're the Tribunal for Public Health and Justice at peaceinspace.org. And our intent is to hold the equivalent of the Nuremberg trials, war crimes trials, for the perpetrators of this false flag. And I should remind people that I was a war crimes judge in the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal. We tried Prime Minister Tony Blair of the UK, President George W. Bush, Vice President Richard B. Cheney, Donald H. Rumsfeld for the unlawful and genocidal war in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Guantanamo, Cuba, for crimes against humanity. We also tried the State of Israel for crimes against humanity and genocide in Palestine from 1948 to the present time. I was also a judge, along with Judge Connie Fogel, on the 9/11 War Crimes Tribunal held here in Vancouver, Canada, for the war crimes and the false flag of September 11, 2001, which led to the War on Terror, in which millions of people were killed or maimed through depleted uranium weapons radiation, etc. And now we have formed the Natural and Common Law Tribunal for Public Health and Justice. Well, we were invited to sit in on a session of the International Tribunal for Natural Justice. One of the commissioners there, Robert Steele, asked me for my bio after we sat in for my Kyrgyz visit. So I sent it to him, and the one that you just read. And then he sent back a very weird note saying, I don't think that we should integrate our tribunals. Please don't write to me anymore. And what was really weird is that I consulted U.S. Chrononaut and Mars visitor Andrew D. Bishago, who was part of the CIA DARPA secret time travel program from 1971 forward. The CIA brought my book, Exopolitics.
Now, that's about the Pegasus Project, too, right? Correct? And can people find information on your website about the Pegasus Project more in detail?
Yes. They can go to newsinsideout.com, and then go to exopolitics.com.
Okay.
And just go to the index there, and, you know, it'll come right up. So my book, Exopolitics, which is published in 2005. It was published initially as a free ebook on the internet in the year 2000. It was time traveled by secret time travel technology by the DARPA CIA time travel project from 2005 back to the year 1971, where it was seen by U.S. Chrononaut Andrew D. Bishago. Was brought out of one of those satchels where they put classified materials from the future, and that are brought back, and a number of other people around a table. And in future years, Andrew Bishago was also part of the CIA secret Mars program starting in 1980 to 1983, where he was trained at the College of the Siskiyous in the secret Mars training, and then they teleported through the Mars jump room, a technology provided by a civilization of Greys to the U.S. government, and began the U.S. Mars colonies. Now, Robert Steele, who claims to be a former U.S. spy and a member of the CIA, has, he has served as a gatekeeper, because, number one, when Andrew Bishago approached him, with this information, Robert Steele said no, that none of that is correct, and gave you know, kind of a much more standard operation and kind of covering up the CIA Mars program and covering up the CIA DARPA time travel program, which, in fact, the CIA time travel unit, Project Pegasus, met with me in 1971 when I was general counsel of the Environmental Protection Administration. They called me in. Part of my job then was to lecture on the environment in 1971 to the people of New York. And one day I got a call and asked me to do a lecture on the environment. I said, sure. And instead of a student group or housewives group, typical environmentalist, the person who picked me up was a man in a suit. And we drove for about 2 hours to a nondescript building, second floor. There were about 50 individuals there. I instantly knew that they weren't environmentalists. They were government operatives. And later, in the year 2000, when Andrew Bishago, as a whistleblower from the time travel and Mars programs, and I met, we figured out that that was the CIA and secret Mars program that were meeting with me in 1971 to see what I was like in 1971, because they knew that in the year 2000 and 2005 and future years, I would be publishing all of these books. Uh-huh. So, but the great anomaly is that now, in the middle of this pandemic, I send the curriculum vitae that you just said to the International Tribunal for Natural Justice 2 weeks ago, to Commissioner Robert Steele, who's out there saying, oh, I'm this and that and the other thing. Mm-hmm. And we had made a proposal to them to jointly try the war criminals and genociders behind this pandemic. And his response was, we don't want to hear from you again. There's uh-huh. I don't.
Whoa. No. But whereas, are you working are you working with Murder by Decree, DECREE.com, murderbydecree.com, Kevin Annette, he's up in Canada. He's got all kinds of background.
We have interviewed Kevin, and we have published multiple stuff, and people can go to News Inside Out, and you'll see multiple interviews on the ITCCS. But I want to say, getting back to ITNJ, that we have very good relations with its founder, Sacha Stone, with the other members of the tribunal, because I compare notes, and we think that Robert Steele is a CIA ringer there, and actually that he is the gatekeeper for the CIA on the International Tribunal for Natural Justice, because he is an infiltrator, okay? Mm. Because that is the only way that we can figure out why he began to try and gatekeep us, if you can understand my meaning. And at these vital times, we find that the CIA gatekeepers are being shown up, okay? Because we had gone to them with the proposal that we're going forward with to hold war crime trials like we did in Kuala Lumpur, like we did on the 9/11 War Crimes Tribunal, on the perpetrators of this false flag pandemic. Now, people are alarmed now, but they should be really alarmed by the next phase. And the next phase are the vaccinations that are coming. Because
And instead of having, you know, your a stamp on your, you know, like in, you know, people need to know this too about Big Pharma, okay? Big Pharma actually, under Bayer and BASF, right, they were the ones that actually bought all the property for Hitler to, and Auschwitz to experiment. It was through the Big Pharma programming already there. So people better pay attention and follow the money, because it turns out, like medical hypnosis, all these alternative healers I work with for alternative healing, especially like medical hypnosis, they're already healing moderate to severe psychiatric disorders with absolutely no drugs. Okay, so this labeling and drugging is so friggin' out of line. I'm just so glad that you're, you know, bringing it out more today, because it's got to stop. You know, we need healthy, clean air, clean water, clean food. And what people don't understand, in direct source contact, everyone's souls are eternal. There's this energetic light stream we've been cut off from because our chakras are all messed up, our receiving ends, because of the post-traumatic stress and toxins and what's happened in on this planet. And without cleaning up the land, sea, water, and air, people don't understand. Robots don't need water. They don't need food. They don't need land. They don't need homes, and they certainly don't need health care. Be careful, people. We better wake it up now. So I'm really glad you're, you know, keep going, because this whole situation with Big Pharma has just got me. I mean, it's just the same. It's like, oh, you have to have, you can't go anywhere. You know, someone got arrested in France for going to the, trying to go to a store without her papers for being okayed by who, from what, now, and with. And even there's even information about a lot of the tests and fruits and a lot of other products are all being sprayed, that they found it in the aerial sprays. You know, they aren't even talking about that. And go to nuclearplanet.com. Check out what the trillions of dollars for more nuclear weapon sites when we can't even clean up the nuclear waste products. I mean, Recycle Sweden Pro. I mean, what are we doing? Anyway, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Now, what I'd like to do is just read from the table of contents from, say, chapter 9 of my new book.
Right on.
The Emergence of the Omniverse. So people get an idea of what the exopolitical actors are who are behind this pandemic and this planned genocide of the human souls in human bodies. Because
yep.
The Georgia Guidestones give the
yep.
outline. They want to take the human race and bring it down from 7 billion down to 500 million.
And yeah, they just want their robots, and whoever's left, they'll chip you. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Chapter 9. Omniverse soul manipulation, secret Draco ET treaties, AI artificial intelligence singularity, and the transhumanist agenda, AI gray ET benevolent role in soul incarnation, human soul hybridization and experimentation, human soul slavery, human soul extraction, human soul commerce, human soul
yep.
weaponization, omniverse and exopolitical drivers in soul extraction, soul hybridization, soul commerce, and pedocranial networks. Abrogate and renegotiate the secret Greata Tau 9 treaties with the pedocriminal ETs, the Draco Reptilians, the Orion Greys, and the Anunnaki ETs.
Yep,
the secret manipulatory extraterrestrial treaties, 1933 Balboa FDR Treaty, the 1938 Nazi Gray Treaty, the 1948
yeah.
Truman Gray Treaty, the 1954 Greta Eisenhower Gray Treaty, the 1989-92 Bush 1 Gray Tau 9 Treaty, Area 51 Dulce and other dumbs. Okay?
Yep.
So
yes.
That is,
yes.
that is
They don't want people to get connected and taught and trained how to open their chakras, direct contact with the light of God that's intergalactic, internet of the God within, the heaven within, and way beyond drugs, and they can learn to use their divine soul, energetic souls that are actually intergalactic, eternal energetics, that when they learn how to use that internet, they can time travel. They can jump into the light, they can go backwards or forwards in time, and they can do all kinds of things that we haven't been allowed to do on this planet. So anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. And so... So that the matrix that is planning this false flag now, which incidentally Nostradamus wrote a quatrain about the 2020 pandemic in the year 1555. So
what?
This has been on the holographic universe timeline since at least 1555.
Think about when Bayer and Monsanto merge. Okay, so we've got poison food. Oh yeah, poison food. You know, GM and then the takeover of good farmland and poisoning it and the food sourcing. And then you know, no hardly anybody in the climate. You know, justice supposedly there. You know, in climate. Awareness programs. None of them except Utah know the depth of the chemtrails. You know, go to geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch.org. Thank God that information he's getting is still out there and happening with all the chemtrails. You know, I mean, and then all these, like, they're not even getting it, you know, that 400 biological weapon sites, are chemical biological weapon sites are part of the vaccination, people. What? Go ahead. Sorry, I just...
Right. No, I know. Now, let me get into some of the good news, because I know that we only have about 45 minutes or maybe 40 minutes. Okay, here is the table of contents for Chapter 10. A New Earth, accessing spiritual freedom in the omniverse on New Earth by letting go of the transhumanist agenda, the AI singularity, and the false afterlife, interlife, reincarnation matrix. Because we human souls in human bodies on Earth, we're not only in a prison planet in third density here on Earth, where the reptilian souls in human bodies that are serving the Draco reptilians and that are creating things like this pandemic have us oppressed now. But
and the satanic temples, people don't talk about all those satanic temples and the, you know, the satanic rituals, the blood, you know, blood and God. Come on. It's just crazy. It's really, keep going. Go ahead.
Yeah. And if and when our souls now under these conditions, our souls, our body drops off and we pass over, many of the unconscious people, when they pass over, they set up a false tunnel of light, a holographic tunnel of light, and you think that there's a Jesus at the end or some other religious figure or one of your family members, and it's the reptilians that control this false heaven have set up a false reincarnation matrix.
That's why we have to get people to study and learn how to use their divine intergalactic soul eternal energies that they were given with their own unique gifts. That's where you get the New Earth. Like Body, Mind, Spirit Expo people, please connect with them. You know, get your groups to connect with them, okay, Alfred? Because the Body, Mind, Spirit Expos have been going off for 50 years. And if those centers, when I was doing my programs there and Hay House Radio and a lot of BBS, We're all here. And if those centers were open, those new healing arts centers with conscious evolutionary programs and spiritual cinema programs, thoughts create reality and give us a back who you are, why you're here, help them find out who they really are, why they're here, what their gifts are, and then put them into the soul groups of green, animals, water, land, sea. I mean, we've got to hurry up and do this. It's like, you know, it's right there. I mean, people have to know that, you know, this other, we don't need more AI, period. We need source. The kingdom of heaven is within each person if they learn how to use it and access it. And worldwide, this is really important. Besides Googling all the natural healing herbs and what have you natural healing herbs for bacteria and viruses, we should be growing those, not this, you know, more masks and chemicals and vaccinate. No, growing local foods that have, you know, all the natural herbs, edible flowers, you know, biotechnical essential oils. They already heal 99.99% of the bacteria. There's all these, and now the next part on this new earth I have to get in here. Is you can Google, every person has the same red, yellow, black, and white, same basic needs. We've got to get people out of fear and stop the programs of warring, drug, and jailing and killing each other as ways to cope. And as they're getting paid for all that. No, and toxic programs. So then we need to really realize all red, yellow, black, and white, they have the same exact basic emotions. Like it or not, they do. The basics. And some of them, their problems are from past lives. They do have to know who they really are, why they're here, and how to use their eternal intergalactic soul matrix. They've been cut off on the planet through their own chakra receiving system. Plus, they really need to know. This is the biggest thing I have to get in today so that I can get it out there, is all across the planet, we never knew red, yellow, black, and white. Every person, red, yellow, black, and white. You don't put them in prison, you know. I mean, some have to obviously be kept separate, but most of them need help and healing because all this is cosmic universal laws, cosmic universal laws. There's 10, look them up. And this is huge. Red, yellow, black, and white. We have internet, cell phones, and language apps to realize that your anger, if you're angry, upset, red, yellow, black, or white, your answers are inside of you. Knock it off, grow up, and get the facilities open 24/7 for the new mental health, healing art, evolving consciousness, job creation programmers. We're here. I'm just so tired of the light workers and the healers, you know, with all these healing touch practitioner program. I swear it was starting to go worldwide. They panicked, the dark ones. I mean, we can't go from Reiki to, you know, body electronics to reflexology, polarity, and to, you know, heal without our drugs. And we can't have that, you know. I'm kind of livid on this point because we had healing touch practitioner programs going international. Okay, and here it is. Your answers are inside of you. We have to grow up, not just keep up this drug cult scenario. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, we only have about 10 minutes left.
Yeah, and just going on some more in just the table of contents here in Chapter 10 of the Emergence of the Omniverse, Creating a Positive Future. Time science shows our Earth is on a positive timeline in the time-space hologram. And we were on a catastrophic timeline, and in 2012, the whole planet shifted to a positive timeline.
Get the body, mind, spirit expos, these new mental health care open 24/7 in every community where everyone knows worldwide that, hey, if you're angry or upset, your answers are inside of you. Get them to know that and be able to have a place and space to resonate. You know, Resonance Academy with, you know, Physics of Spirituality, Nassim Hariem and his stuff. Anyway, we really got to get this on because if someone's angry, upset, red, yellow, black, and white, worldwide, your answers are inside of you. We can stop the wars. We can stop the military. We can start to take all the military funding, thought forms, projects, programs that it can all be hacked with horrible AI and toxic and vaccination farm programs and killing our air, too. No, we have to stand up. you know, in humanity and say no more, no more. This is Mother Earth to all of us. Wake it up. No more wars. If you're angry, upset, your answers are inside of you. Get the churches, spiritual groups, green groups, caring activist groups. Get them organized. Petition them. Get the thought forms and move the money systems for a GPI, not a GDP. Go to GPI. Genuine progress indicators. Happy, healthy communities. And that's actually what the Pentagon's supposed to be helping happen. Democratic helping, you know, democracy and the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God. That's God within each person. You know, that's where the individual freedom and justice is going to become on this planet. We got to go green. Our militaries have to stand down and go green now and develop the new healing art transformation, you know, healing art service centers. Anyway, we only have a couple of minutes. You might want to, I'm just, sorry.
So people can go to the website positivefuture.info and just see scientifically set out there how it is that Earth went from a catastrophic timeline to a positive timeline. So you have all this matrix now doing this false flag, which is going to fail. And so you can pick up this book, Emergence of the Omniverse. Go to our website, universebooks.com, and it has all of the links there, universebooks.com. And in here, you'll see at the end, so my an initiative, and it's supporting my initiative to be a representative of New Earth, a representative, not the representative, but a representative of New Earth on the Regional Galactic Governance Council. And why is that? We have all of the advanced interdimensional, ethical, human, planetary civilizations, the Pleiadians, the Alpha Centaurians, the Sirians, the Andromedans,
yes.
The Anusians, and
yes,
and others, they have councils, but Earth is not represented there. We need our representatives there to have our voice there. And so I ask
yes.
for your support to be a representative there. We can have others. We can have a bunch of humans, Earth humans up there. And so I set out a 10 to 12 point platform, which incorporates a lot of what Lynn was just saying. So go to positivefuture.info. You'll see the whole platform there. Get Emergence of the Omniverse. It shows you how scientifically we are now breaking out of this prison planet, both in 3D and in the afterlife, and how this is the culmination and support our at peaceinspace.org, our Tribunal for Public Health and Justice under natural law and common law, and the war crimes trials of the perpetrators of this false flag plandemic, which we'll have in public and online, because all the governments, all they have, and all these governments, they have reptilian souls in human bodies. It's we with human souls in human bodies that have to reestablish our sovereignty on Earth. Go to universebooks.com, positivefuture.info, exopolitics.com, and newsinsideout.com. You can write me at exopolitics@exopolitics.com. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking time out, everyone, to listen to all this. Yeah, we've got to get the government policies. There's Care 2 petition sites and, you know, Stanford University and all the different places. We need to get the people here that are evolving, consciousness groups, body, mind, spirit expo groups, spiritual national union, the spiritualist national union churches. Wake it up, people. Wake it up. Wake it up. We have so much to do. The mystery schools, all the different hayhouseradio.com. humanitiesteam.com, humanitiesteam.org, get with them, the Shift Network, .com, get with them too. We've got to get these different groups, Charter for Compassion, Compassion Games, get people's consciousness shifted for helping, caring, sharing services, you know, that you are compassionate and kind services, you know, that you pay people for, not to drug and jail and kill each other. And then all the new evolving body, mind, spirit centers open 24/7 where people can come and go to the stars, benevolent expansion of love and light, dimensional projects and programs of the Holy Spirit realm and the divine evolved Holy Spirits where Jesus actually came from. And, yeah, uniting humanity from the God within. So, yep, here we go. Love you all so much. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to bring in the government, divine government. Oh, New Era of Peace, go to that, .org. Patrice Cotarabos and what have you. We've really got to get the thought forms, jobs, and new creation for going green, green civil services. For everyone, different jobs, everyone, pay people to volunteer at their own heart and soul and giving them a place to live and healthcare too, instead of giving them a place on a base to learn to kill and kill the environment and kill each other. So really simple, actually. We can do this, and love you all, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. And we'll go out today. This is Lynn, Mystic Healer. Spiritual Emergency Training with bbsradio.com. There'll be free archives on bbsradio.com and also KJAJ, a shout out, .org for bringing in the new humanitarian and green projects, policies, government policies, new banking systems that are genuine progress, happy, healthy communities, interconnected and intergalactically connected to. Divine timing, so let's go. Thank you so much, and we'll go out with Planet of the Light today. Thank you so much. Blessings. Big hugs to everyone. Let go. Stay focused on higher realms of consciousness. Let go. Let God work with Source. The more, the better.